Welcome back. We're up to Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Daled, Chapter 11, Mishnah 4 of Maseches Nedarim. So, Konam She'ini Osa Al Pi Abba. If a married woman says, Konam, that I won't do any work for my father's mouth, meaning she forbids her father to have any benefit from anything that she makes or money that she earns, Val Pi Avicha, or if she says to her husband, I won't do any work for your father's mouth, Val Pi Achi, Val Pi Achicha, or I won't do any work for my brother's mouth, or I won't do any work for your brother's mouth, and in all these cases, her husband can cancel the nether because it causes her no personal suffering and doesn't hurt her relationship with him, and so therefore it's fine. Sheini Osa Al Picha, if a woman says to her husband, Konam, that I won't do any work for your mouth, meaning she won't allow him to benefit from anything that she makes or any money that she earns, in Osarech Lafir, he doesn't need to cancel the nether because it's automatically going to be void, because she's required to, according to the Torah, that any work that she does, that she gives her earnings, and he feeds her, and that's how the technical process works, so she doesn't have the power to prohibit these types of things. Rabbi Akiva, remember, Rabbi Akiva says, Yafir, he can cancel it, Shema Tadif Alav Yoter Min Hara'oilo, because she might earn more than what he deserves, based on her obligation to him, and so therefore, since she isn't obligated to give him the extra amount, her neder would forbid any sort of a benefit from him to have a benefit from her, and that could hurt their relationship, so he can cancel the neder. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says, Yafir, he can cancel it for a different reason, Shema Yigar Shana, maybe they'll get divorced, and then the neder would take effect, and then he won't be allowed to benefit from anything that she earns. Utehei Asura Alavin, she won't be able, she'll be forbidden to him, meaning he won't be able to remarry her if he wants, so he could cancel the neder, therefore, as a result of that. That is Mishnah Dalet. Now into Mishnah Hey, Nadra Ishto Uvesavar Shen Nadra Bito. If someone's wife made a neder and he thought it was his daughter who had made the neder, and he canceled the neder because of such an assumption, Nadra Bito Uvesavar Shen Nadra Ishto, or if the reverse happened, the daughter made a neder and he thought that it was his wife who made the neder, Nadra Bina Nazir v'savor shen nadra v'karban, or if his wife or daughter made a nether to become a nazir, and he thought that she had made a nether of a korban, meaning that she forbade a certain item to herself, like a korban, but not that they were a nazirim, nadra v'karban v'savor shen nadra v'nazir, or the opposite, if she made a nether of a korban, and he thought that she made a nether to become a nazir, nadra min ha-te'inim v'savar shenadra min ha-anavim, or if she made a nether prohibiting herself from eating figs, and he thought it was a nether prohibiting herself from eating grapes, nadra min ha-anavim v'savar shenadra min ha-te'inim, or the opposite, she made a nether prohibiting herself from grapes, but he thought it was prohibiting figs to her. In all these cases, if he canceled the nether based on the mistaken assumption, and he later finds out the truth, and he still wants to cancel the nether, Hareza Yachzor Yafir, he has to cancel it again, because a cancellation based on a mistake is not going to be considered valid, so he has to go ahead and do the cancellation again. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Hey. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Vav, but for now, have a wonderful day.